I understand you're in Europe right now. This news about Poland, is it a great big deal there as well?
Well, I mean, in the scope of things that are going on, it may not be the greatest thing, but it is, of course, a very important and significant matter if the European Union gets involved into constitutional affairs of one of its member states. So you will find it in the newspapers, you certainly find it in the news, but the world is so full of very important things that it figures as one among several, and it's a very technical matter, and as such, difficult to bring forward in the top news.
Article 7 that the European Union has invoked regarding Poland, can you explain to us what exactly it is?
Well, the proceedings or the conflict, the controversy with Poland has been going on for quite some time. And it is around reform legislation that the government, the National Conservative Government of the Peace Party in Poland is pushing forward, and in particular with judicial reforms in that legislation. And there are a number of technical issues around the election of judges, around the creation of super chambers with special powers, review powers over the ordinary chambers of the highest court, in particular now controversy over mandatory retirement ages being applied to already sitting judges. That was going around the television news and other news today and yesterday, because the president of the Supreme Court, Małgorzata Gersdorf, appeared for work, even though she would, under the new rules, be forcefully retired as of today. And all of these powers together, all of these changes to the judicial legislation in Poland together are viewed as bearing the risk of granting way too much power of the executive branch over the constitution of the judicial branch. And given that there is a majority of a particular political color right now, that this could, in essence, politicize justice in Poland. That is, in a nutshell, what's going on there. Now, the European Union, of which Poland is a member state, has certain rights granted to it by the member states, and therefore also by Poland, to initiate proceedings, political proceedings, and in the final analysis, judicial proceedings, if there is a risk that the rule of law in one member state might be under siege, might be actually violated, because the rule of law is part of the fundamental principles on which the European Union is directed, and therefore all member states must comply with these principles.
If Poland is found to have broken these sort of regulations surrounding being a EU member state, what can the EU actually do to punish them?
Well, we shouldn't, I cringe when I hear the word punishment, but the potential consequences of Poland being found not in compliance with these fundamental principles are fairly severe as far as international law and international relations go. It is all specified in Article 7 on the Treaty of the European Union, and therefore it is all specified by a treaty that all member states, including Poland, have subscribed to. What can happen in the final analysis after a relatively long and protracted procedure, so it is not a one-step shop, it is fairly complicated with lots of voting and qualified high majority, but in the final analysis, the worst-case scenario is that the rights of that member state in the European Union, in particular the voting rights, can be suspended. In other words, a member state found in severe breach under the procedure of Article 7 could retain all its obligations under the European Union treaty, but be stripped of its voting rights, therefore on the most important rights that member states have to vote in the decision-making processes of the European Union.
So what is your feeling on what Poland's next move might be? Are they likely to back off these latest changes, or plough forward?
Well, that is, of course, gazing into the crystal ball a little bit. It should be noted, and it has been noted, that the original draft of the legislative package proposed by the government has been reformed a little bit, and some of the most egregious positions have been released a little bit. However, as the recent action by the Commission shows, not to the satisfaction overall. I think the room to maneuver for the current Polish government is a little bit weak, because they have, from their perspective, they will feel that they have already compromised, and hence might not be wanting to go even further. On the other hand, we have a situation in Poland where domestically these reforms are also under stress and very controversial. We have demonstrations by the general populace, but we also have a high degree of solidarity within the judiciary, where there is a profound majority against these sweeping changes that are proposed. So it is hard to say what kind of political dynamic will unfold in Poland. On the other hand, it must be said that the individual steps in this legislation, especially after now they have been toned down a little bit, all the individual steps are not that bad. It is, if you will, the aggregate of them and the determination of this particular type of government that make people fear the worst. So it is hard to see right now. I would say it will certainly take some time before decisive actions will be taken, and whether the strict majority rules set by Article 7, very highly qualified majorities, will be achieved to come to the worst scenario, the worst case scenario of suspension of voting rights. I would have my doubts right now, but as I said, that is very speculative, and we'll have to see what dynamics unfold within Poland to rectify the situation.
One to keep our eyes on. Jürgen, thank you very much. Very much hoping you're enjoying your holiday over there at the moment, or enjoying your trip over there at the moment. Thanks very much for joining us.
Not a holiday. Working hard, even at midnight.
Of course, mate, of course. We'll probably speak to you again when you get back.
Thank you very much. No worries. Always happy to help.